to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 22 with verses 12 through 14. The king said to him, "My friend, how is it that you came in here without a wedding garment?" But he was reduced to silence. Then the king said to his attendants, "Bind his hands and feet, and cast him into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Many are invited, but few are chosen." Will you live in embarrassed silence? Do you live quietly, not seeking the works of charity God calls us all to live? Chosen are few out of the many that languish. Why are so many afraid of talking about the effects of sin on one's soul while the world festers filth like an open pus oozing sore? The looking down syndrome I created some years ago portrayed the obvious depiction of people looking at their cell phones to a point of confusion, running into things that sucks the life right out of them, captivated by the flash and flare of everything in excess. Too much. Too soon. Kids are fighting teachers over them while teachers just want their attention to learn. The King of Kings has invited you to his wedding banquet each and every day, where you too can consume his divine body and blood left to us to know him as one in all things. Today the church celebrates Pentecost Sunday, the rushing winds of the Spirit so holy you can discern things to accomplish the will of God. You don't have to be silent. All you have to do is place God first in your life and find the purpose of goodwill, living out the corporal and spiritual works of mercy, dressed appropriately for the wedding feast to share life eternal in salvation. I will return to them often. How and when to accomplish, each to complete salvation. Reflect on these and what it means to surrender to each and every one. To not get angry or jealous comes to mind, or to understand that charity must be divine. Every action that creates a reaction to living for the least, the sick, the dying, the imprisoned. Let's talk about them now. The seven corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The seven spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. How hard it must be to live life without the protection of Jesus, not knowing what it means to live forever, not knowing truth. Can you say you do each and every one? Are you a team player of this type of fun? Salvation is life eternal. This is when life has truly begun. For the Son. Amen. I love reflecting on my old work, what it means to see the seven corporal and spiritual works as mercy, as something you pray for and accomplish each day. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. And the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for the Holy Mother Church as we do each day. Lord, brace her, give her strength, and overcome all of the evil one's attempts to cut her down. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Loreen. She had a liver transplant about 5 months ago. We continue to pray for her healing. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife, for a baby to be born. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious blood. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. If you don't remember what that is, that's a taking the helmet of salvation each and every day and sharing it with those that we do love and grant the ability to pray. Amen. Our poem today comes from the study and practice of Matthew's Gospel in chapter 22. It's verses 12 through 14, one stanza poem with a one-line ending. We've got ongoing. It's titled Embarrassed Silence. Now, I almost chose the title of Chosen or Few, Invited or Many, Compare, because we compare these two in our lives and we choose one to dare where we're going to end up for eternity. Amen. So today's poem is a one stanza with a one-line ending. Its title again, Embarrassed Silence. King asked friend, garment for wedding wear. Embarrassed silence, he reduced himself to dare. Attendance his, king ordered, feet and hands bind, prepare. Outside darkness, him cast, teeth grinding and wailing despair. Chosen are few, invited are many. Compare. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's May 28, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 8:16 in the name of Jesus, giving it all to him. Amen. And that's an angelic number, 8:16. And now we've passed, going on to 8:24 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, John.